Along I-93 in northern New Hampshire, you'll find a spot that's been attracting families for three and four generations now. In order to get those families to pull over, the place needed a stopper. What stopped so many cars? It's this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Maureen Clark's roots run deep in northern New Hampshire.
Back in 1928, my grandparents started a roadside stand, a roadside attraction, if you will, featuring Eskimo sled dogs.
It was called Clark's Trading Post. Soon, a new animal attraction was added.
In 1930, my grandfather asked a friend, Al Morris, if he would display his two adult male bears as a stopper. They called it a stopper, anything that would get a car to pull off to the side of the road.
Cars that stopped might buy maple candy or purchase a soda. Maureen's dad and uncle grew up with bears here at the trading post.
They handled bears, starting really with cubs, a triplet litter in 1935, named Toggle, Soggle, and Woggle. And so they got their real first hands-on experience with the bears. My uncle would have been 11, and my father would have been 8 years old.
The two men served in World War II, then returned home to the family's trading post tourist attraction.
Shortly after that, in 1949, my father and my uncle realized that the interest in the sled dogs was waning, and people seemed to be more interested in the North American black bears. So in 1949, they started out with 4 cubs.
The show grew, and today is a well-known stopping point, attracting visitors from across the nation. But training bears takes work, and that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Lincoln, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCray.